The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Time to rise and shine and pray. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Thursday, April 20th, 2023, Thursday of the second week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Agnes of Montepulciano. Born about 1268, at the age of 9, she entered the monastery of Montepulciano. 4 years later, she was commissioned by Pope Nicholas IV to assist in the foundation of a new convent in Procena. At 15, she became the head of the nuns there. But about 1300, the people of Montepulciano built a new convent, trying to lure Agnes back to them. She established a convent under the Dominican rule and governed there until her death in 1317. Agnes was noted for her visions. She held the infant Christ in her arms and received Holy Communion from an angel. She experienced levitations and performed miracles for the faithful of the region. Saint Agnes of Montepulciano, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus, I unite myself to your perpetual, unceasing, universal sacrifice. I offer myself to you every day of my life and every moment of every day, according to your most holy and adorable will. Since you have been the victim of my salvation, I wish to be the victim of your love. Accept my desire, take my offering, and graciously hear my prayer. Let me live for love of you. Let me die for love of you. Let my last heartbeat be an act of perfect love. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for the spread of peace and nonviolence by decreasing the use of weapons by states and citizens. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you're here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. It's always been fascinating to me when we read the Gospels, when we read the Acts of the Apostles, the letters of St. Paul, to realize that even though it's been 2,000 years since these things happened, it's not much different. Things haven't changed that much. I mean, yes, things have changed. We have the internet now, we got cars, we got a lot of technology, we can fly from one country to another, we can communicate. Your social media, things that didn't exist in the past, when Jesus was around, when the apostles were around. Yes, granted, things have changed. But, and what really matters, not much has changed. And you read the Gospels, you read the Acts of the Apostles, and you think, well, this could actually be happening today. This could be the world. The university where I study, my workplace, the situation that I'm reading right now is very similar to the one I am faced with, which makes it beautiful because actually we realize that the Gospels, the Acts of the Apostles are something that is present today. It is very updated. It's interesting because when I just went to Rome last week for Holy Week, I was there with a group of college students from all around the country. And in one of the tours I was giving to the girls, I brought them to St. Louis of the French, which is a beautiful church that is right there close to Piazza Navona. And there's this beautiful painting by Caravaggio, which is one of the great Italian painters, and is probably one of his most well-known paintings. It's The Vocation of St. Matthew. And it's a beautiful painting that you might have seen. If not, Google it. It's worthwhile. It's Jesus who comes to call St. Matthew. He walks into his shop. He's a tax collector, and he's pointing at him. And it's great because the painting, Caravaggio's painting this in the, I don't know, 15th century, 16th century. And he paints Jesus wearing the clothes that Jesus would have worn in his time. And Matthew and all the other people who are with him in the tax collector table are dressed in the clothes of Caravaggio's time, the clothes of the 16th, 15th century. This is this painter trying to help us understand that even though Jesus lived 2,000 years ago, well, back then, 1,600 years ago, it's still happening in our time. And I bring this up because it's precisely what I thought when I read today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We've been reading all about the apostles and those first stages of the early church and how they were faced with many difficulties and persecutions. This was just after Jesus is risen and the apostles start preaching, and they are faced with many difficulties. Today, precisely, we see how the apostles are caught preaching something that was not pleasing to the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin, the priests, the high priests, and all those people, and they bring them to the Sanhedrin. And the high priest, after questioning them, says, "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." They are outraged. How is it possible that you guys go around preaching this Jesus? And I was thinking to myself, well, this is not very different from today. Even though this happened more than 2,000 years ago, this could be today, any of you. Out in your workplace, out in college, out on the radio, the internet, Instagram. Just like this, hey, you can't talk about God. You can't post that. This society that is trying to make religion something just private, something for you to keep to yourself. Don't go around posting it. Don't go around sharing it. Don't go around telling people about this. And we can find ourselves running into opposition, running into persecution. We just got to pick up the paper and read about things that are happening. A coach in a public school, right, who prays with his players after practice and he gets sued. Cake designer, right, who does not want to make a cake for a same-sex couple and gets sued. You can't, apparently, according to these people, live your own faith. You can't profess your faith. You got to keep it to yourself. If you don't like same-sex couples, then, well, you still got to make a cake for them. You still got to make flower arrangements for them. And if you like to pray, then pray by yourself in your own house. Don't bring it to school. Don't pray around other people. The apostles are not stopped by these things. And actually, the reaction of Peter and the apostles is extremely brave. They say to the high priest, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." The high priest and the other priests were infuriated. They wanted to put them to death. But this doesn't stop the apostles. They go on, even though they get beat up, punished. They're happy to be punished, to be opposed by these people, knowing that they're doing the right thing. And we see the fruits of their preaching. How many people convert, how many people find Jesus Christ. As we read these beautiful readings, from the Acts of the Apostles, we have to think, this is today, this is me. I am being called to be the apostle today in my environment. And yes, you will find difficulties. Yes, you will find people who will try to stop you. But we have to obey God rather than men. You have to keep outsmarting the system. Obviously, you're not going to just put yourself out there at risk, but do it in a smart way. Use the new means of communication that we have to spread the good word. The apostles did this 2,000 years ago. Now it's your turn and mine to reach more people that are in need of Jesus Christ. They need to find our Lord. We can bring him to them. Our Lord is with us. He will give us Holy Spirit. Jesus, we want to preach your name. We want to bring you to all these people that are in need. Like the apostles, give us this strength so that we can be brave, so that we are not put down by society, by social media, by all these people who are not happy that we're preaching, that we're living a Christian life in the middle of the world. None of that should matter. Let's keep bringing Jesus to the world. The world needs him. They want him. They just don't know it. And you and I can make a difference. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. 15 minutes past the hour on Daybreak. It's Daybreak for Thursday, April 20th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
The Lord is risen.
Praise you.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The Lord is risen.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. Alleluia.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. Alleluia.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land. No arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name, we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are our Savior. We will praise you forever. Alleluia.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. Alleluia.
Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. Alleluia.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Spare us, O Lord. Do not bring your own people into contempt. Alleluia.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us. For you are merciful. Alleluia.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
This befell us, that we had not forgotten you, that we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows, and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, rise up and come to our aid. With your strong arm, lead us to freedom, as you mightily delivered our forefathers. Since you are the King who knows the secrets of our hearts, fill them with the light of truth.
Rise up, O Lord, and save us, for you are merciful. Alleluia.
God raised the Lord to life. Alleluia.
Through his power, he will also raise us up. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. To the churches at Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, to the presiding spirit of the church in Sardis, write this. The one who holds the seven spirits of God, the seven stars, has this to say. I know your conduct. I know the reputation you have of being alive, when in fact you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains before it dies. I find that the sum of your deeds is less than complete in the sight of my God. Call to mind how you accepted what you heard. Keep to it and repent. If you do not rouse yourselves, I will come upon you like a thief at a time you cannot know. I realize that you have in Sardis a few persons who have not soiled their garments. These shall walk with me in white, because they are worthy. The victor shall go clothed in white. I will never erase his name from the book of the living, but will acknowledge him in the presence of my Father and his angels. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. To the presiding spirit of the church in Philadelphia, write this. The Holy One, the true, who wields David's key, who opens and no one can close, who closes and no one can open, has this to say. I know your deeds. That is why I have left an open door before you, which no one can close. I know that your strength is limited, yet you have held fast to my word and have not denied my name. I mean to make some of Satan's assembly, those self-styled Jews who are not really Jews, but frauds, come and fall down at your feet. They will learn of my love for you in that way, because you have kept my plea to stand fast. I will keep you safe in the time of trial, which is coming on the whole world, to test all men on earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast to what you have, lest someone rob you of your crown. I will make the victor a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall never leave it. I will inscribe on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which he will send down from heaven, and my own name, which is new. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. To the presiding spirit of the church in Laodicea, write this. The Amen, the faithful witness and true, the source of God's creation, has this to say. I know your deeds. I know you are neither hot nor cold. How I wish you were one or the other, hot or cold. But because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spew you out of my mouth. You keep saying, I am so rich and secure that I want for nothing. Little do you realize how wretched you are, how pitiable and poor, how blind and naked. take my advice. Buy from me gold refined by fire, if you would be truly rich. Buy white garments in which to be clothed, if the shame of your nakedness is to be covered. Buy ointment to smear on your eyes, if you would see once more. Whoever is dear to me, I reprove and chastise. Be earnest about it, therefore. Repent. Here I stand, knocking at the door. If anyone hears me calling and opens the door, I will enter his house and have supper with him and he with me. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself won the victory and took my seat beside my father on his throne. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
I will come into his house and share his supper, he and I together. Alleluia.
Those who gain the victory, I will feed from the tree of life, which grows in the garden of God.
I will come into his house and share his supper, he and I together. Alleluia.
From a sermon by Saint Gaudentius of Brescia, Bishop. The heavenly sacrifice instituted by Christ is the most gracious legacy of his new covenant. On the night he was delivered up to be crucified, he left us this gift as a pledge of his abiding presence. This sacrifice is our sustenance on life's journey. By it we are nourished and supported along the road of life until we depart from this world and make our way to the Lord. For this reason, he addressed these words to us: unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life in you. It was the Lord's will that his gifts should remain with us, and that we who have been redeemed by his precious blood should constantly be sanctified according to the pattern of his own passion. And so he commanded those faithful disciples of his, whom he made the first priests of his church, to enact these mysteries of eternal life continuously. All priests throughout the churches of the world must celebrate these mysteries until Christ comes again from heaven. Therefore, let us all, priests and people alike, be faithful to this everlasting memorial of our redemption. Daily it is before our eyes as a re-presentation of the Passion of Christ. We hold it in our hands, we receive it in our mouths, and we accept it in our hearts. It is appropriate that we should receive the body of Christ in the form of bread, because as there are many grains of wheat in the flour from which bread is made by mixing it with water and baking it with fire, so also we know that many members make up the one body of Christ, which is brought to maturity by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Christ was born of the Holy Spirit, and since it was fitting that he should fulfill all justice, he entered into the waters of baptism to sanctify them. When he left the Jordan, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, who had descended upon him in the form of a dove. As the evangelist tells us, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan. Similarly, the wine of Christ's blood, drawn from the many grapes of the vineyard that he had planted, is extracted in the winepress of the cross. When men receive it with believing hearts, like capacious wineskins, it ferments within them by its own power. And so, now that you have escaped from the power of Egypt and of Pharaoh, who is the devil, join with us, all of you, in receiving this sacrifice of the saving Passover with the eagerness of dedicated hearts. Then in our inmost being, we shall be wholly sanctified by the very Lord Jesus Christ, whom we believe to be present in his sacraments, and whose boundless power abides forever. Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke the bread. Then he gave it to his disciples and said,
"This is my body, which is given up for you. Do this in memory of me. Alleluia."
This is the bread come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever.
This is my body, which is given up for you. Do this in memory of me. Alleluia.
Let us pray. God of mercy, may the Easter mystery we celebrate be effective throughout our lives. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming right up along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak for Thursday, April 20th, 2023, Thursday of the second week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it is shortly after the nighttime meeting between the Lord and Nicodemus. The disciples of John the Baptist, who is not yet in prison, are saying to him, "This Jesus fella is baptizing people, and people are going over to him." And John speaks from the third chapter of the Gospel of John.
"He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth, and of the earth he speaks. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard, yet no one receives his testimony. He who receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God, for it is not by measure that he gives the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has eternal life. He who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God rests upon him."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. You know, you can't just put your faith up on the shelf and then take it back down when it's convenient. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. A Christian should not set aside the light of the faith when trying to evaluate a political or social program or a work of art or of culture, nor will he consider just a single aspect of it, economic, political, technical, or artistic, in order to reach the conclusion that it is good. If in a particular political or social event or work of art or whatever its proper ordination to God, as shown by the demands of the divine law, is not preserved, then the overall evaluation cannot but be negative, in spite of its having certain merits in some limited way. One cannot praise a political action or social regulation or work of art when it becomes transformed into an instrument for evil. It is a question of strict morality and therefore of common sense. Who would praise an insult to his own mother just because it was composed in verse which had perfect rhythm? Who would broadcast it and praise it for its perfections, even with the advertence that these were only formal? It is clear that the technical perfection of the means does nothing but aggravate the evil of the thing, which is in itself discorded, and which otherwise would perhaps pass unnoticed or be less virulent. Faced with abominable crimes, as the Second Vatican Council described those of abortion, the rightly formed Christian conscience requires that one should in no way take part in them, should vigorously discourage them, prevent them if possible, and besides participate actively in efforts to avoid or correct this moral abuse of the legal system. In regard to these very grave matters and others of a similar kind which are directly opposed to morality, nobody can think that there is nothing he can do. Whatever little each person is able to do, he should do it, especially should he be in public life. By exercising our vote, we entrust certain institutions and specific people with the management of public affairs. On this collective decision, very important aspects of social, family, and personal life depend, not only in the economic and material order, but also in the moral order. It lies in the hands of everybody, of each individual, provided he acts with supernatural outlook and with common sense, to make this world, which God has given us to live in, into a more human place and a means of sanctification. If we strive to fulfill our social duties, whether we live in a big city or in a little out-of-the-way village with an important job in society or a lowly one, even though we may think our contribution is tiny, we shall be faithful to our Lord. And the same applies if it should happen that one day the Lord were to ask us for a more heroic action. He who is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 15 minutes before the hour, and we pray now with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I am the vine. You are the branches. Alleluia.
I am the vine. You are the branches. Alleluia.
O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who lead Joseph's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us and we shall be saved.
Lord God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread, an abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved.
You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land.
The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea. To the great river it stretched out its shoots.
Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field.
God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face.
May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength. And we shall never forsake you again. Give us life, that we may call upon your name.
God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, eternal Shepherd, you so tend the vineyard you planted, that now it extends its branches even to the farthest coast. Look down on your church and come to us. Help us remain in your Son as branches on the vine, that, planted firmly in your love, we may testify before the whole world to your great power working everywhere.
I am the vine, you are the branches. Alleluia.
Rejoicing, you will draw water from the wellsprings of the Savior. Alleluia.
Rejoicing, you will draw water from the wellsprings of the Savior. Alleluia.
I give you thanks, O Lord, though you have been angry with me. Your anger has abated, and you have consoled me.
God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior.
With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation and say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, acclaim His name. Among the nations make known His deeds. Proclaim how exalted is His name.
Sing praise to the Lord for His glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth.
Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Rejoicing, you will draw water from the wellsprings of the Savior. Alleluia.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. Alleluia.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. Alleluia.
Ring out your joy to God our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob.
Raise a song and sound the timbrel, the sweet-sounding harp and the lute. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, when the moon is full on our feast.
For this is Israel's law, a command of the God of Jacob. He imposed it as a rule on Joseph when he went out against the land of Egypt.
A voice I did not know said to me, I freed your shoulder from the burden, your hands were freed from the load. You called in distress, and I saved you.
I answered concealed in the storm cloud. At the waters of Meribah I tested you. Listen, my people, to my warning. O Israel, if only you would heed.
Let there be no foreign god among you, no worship of an alien god. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth and I will fill it.
But my people did not heed my voice, and Israel would not obey. So I left them in their stubbornness of heart to follow their own designs.
Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. At once I would subdue their foes, turn my hand against their enemies.
The Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last forever. But Israel I would feed with finest wheat, and fill them with honey from the rock.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, open our mouths to proclaim your glory. Help us leave sin behind, and to rejoice in professing your name.
The Lord has fed us with the finest wheat. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, while the Spirit lives because of justice. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then He who raised Jesus from the dead will bring your mortal bodies to life also through His Spirit dwelling in you. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Father loves the Son and has entrusted everything to Him. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to His people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of His servant David.
Through His holy prophets He promised of old that He would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember His holy covenant.
This was the oath He swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship Him without fear, holy and righteous in His sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare His way, to give His people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Father loves the Son and has entrusted everything to Him. Alleluia. God the Father has given us His Son for the resurrection of His people. Let us turn with confidence to the Father and say,
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
As a pillar of fire, you lighted the way for your people in the desert.
Through His resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
Through the voice of Moses, you taught your people from the mountain.
Through His resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
You fed your pilgrim people with your gift of manna.
Through His resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
You gave your people water from the rock.
Through His resurrection, may Christ be today the light of our life.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
And now we pause to add the intentions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
May the Lord Jesus be our very life.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who for the salvation of the world brought about the Paschal sacrifice, be favorable to the supplications of your people so that Christ, our High Priest, interceding on our behalf, may by his likeness to ourselves bring us reconciliation, and by his equality with you, free us from our sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, another new day is starting, and it's time to get moving. Morning Air is coming up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out and make it a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.